This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge will decide whether Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters can oversee this fall's elections. Peters is under investigation for a breach of election security. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold wanted Peters to accept significant state supervision in order for her to manage the upcoming election. CPR's Banta Berkland picks up the story.
Peters declared that there was no way she would sign this order or agree to any of these terms. And Griswold said failure to comply is grounds for legal action, and she's going to be taking that action. So it will end up in Mesa County District Court.
CPR's Banta Berkland. Peters was already barred from managing last year's election, but that order is expiring. A judge in Denver has ordered that picket lines in the King Super strike must be limited to 10 people. District Judge Marie Avery Moses also restricted chanting and shouting within 20 feet of customers or store employees. The order comes after King Super's filed for a temporary restraining order against some of its workers. The company claims picketers were blocking store entrances and damaging company property. Union President Kim Cordova denies the claims. She says King Soopers is trying to take away workers' rights.
You have a right to engage in collective concerted activity. You have the right to have freedom of speech, to stand up and defend your economic situation at work. You have an absolute right. This is the most American thing our members can do.
Today marks 1 week since the strike began. A bill in the state legislature would require regional sports networks and cable providers to go through arbitration to avoid lengthy game blackouts. Comcast and Altitude TV have spent 3 years in a contract dispute, making Avalanche, Nuggets, and Rapids games unavailable to many Colorado viewers. The two sides are set to enter mediation next month. We will hear part of an interview with Governor Polis in just a few minutes this morning. That conversation you can hear in full on Colorado Matters at 9 o'clock. And this afternoon, President Biden takes questions at the White House. Our live coverage of that presidential press conference starts this afternoon at 2. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.